Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us this evening here at Victory Ministry. Today, our subject matter is racism within our own community. And I have my husband here who will also be joining in on our conversation. We just want to touch on the topics of how we as Black people begin to rise up to have any type of success or any type of monetary gain in our life, or see that we're starting to do better for ourselves, on why we are facing racism and hatred and jealousy and envy within our own community that we also face within the white or any other race that do not appreciate our prosperity. You want to shed some light on that, Cook?
Well, I just basically want to talk about racism in our own community, how our own people is willing to bring us down for their own success. And I think things like that need to be changed within. I do believe every Black person in America need a private fence around their house to keep the other Black people for their downfall.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, to me, I understand what you're saying, that when we're living in a Black community, on how you want to put a protection around yourself, around your property, in order to have some type of privacy within your own yard or in your own home. You know, because when people see that you're starting to be successful and you're starting to do certain things, instead of appreciating that you're climbing up and appreciating that you're being successful, appreciating that now that you're making an income for yourself or got a promotion or whatever type of prosperity you may endure, on why we just cannot be happy for our fellow brothers and sisters, that they're rising up. You know, it's one thing that we have to go out into the world and have to receive racism from our counterparts and how they try to keep us oppressed and how they try to keep us from moving forward, or how they even manage on how much success you can have as a Black man or a Black woman. You know, they're still in control of climbing that ladder. They let you go so far, and then they try to break you down. And to have that same experience within our own community, you know, we need to wake up. Stop being a crab and pulling someone down when you see them rising up. What you think about that?
I think a lot about that. You know, I know this hood, I call it the hood, which is classified as the neighborhood, but we call it the hood. You got three types of people in that hood. You got envy, you got jealousy, and you got crabs. And this neighborhood is terrible. I don't know what became of this neighborhood. I don't know if it's finance out there or whatever it is. But our neighborhood need to wake up.
Okay. So when you say our neighborhood need to wake up, are you saying wake up and let's stand together, or wake up and let's stop this foolishness and let's learn how to support one another?
Well, I think they need to wake up to support each other, pull together, whatever it is, to be successful. I think they need to do it.
So what do you think that makes us as a race, as a Black race, want to stand against each other when we see our fellow brothers and sisters climbing up? What makes you think that? Do you think it's part of our slave mentality from generation to generation, or, you know, is it trauma that we're still carrying on from many years ago, from our ancestors being in the place of slavery? You think that has been embedded in us by the white man, that we turn on each other?
Well, you know, I can't really say what it is, but I do know this right here. for us to downgrade each other like that, there to turn on each other, you can't make nobody to be a rat. Rat is not made. Rat are born. Whatever's in them is in them. That is not going to change what type of person they is.
Okay. So you think that regardless of just that we just got people in our community, that's just going to be them. They just going to be that person that's going to be a hater. They just going to be that person that's going to be a jealous. They just going to be that person that just don't want to see no one else be successful.
What is this thing we call community watch? Why would you want to put somebody else in hell? Jail is the next thing to hell, if you don't know what that means.
Give us some understanding on that.
Well, you know, you call community watch. All you're doing is going down there putting the police on people, trying to knock their downfall or whatever they're trying to create. But you don't know reality, you're destroying somebody else's family too.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's going to be the next thing that we talk about is the community watch, because our time is up, and we thank you for joining us.
You're here for you put out there.